from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. It's hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Expressway is coming up here in 20 minutes. LA Live at 5:40. Time now for an edition of the finest. And here's Eric Schiaffalo.
Thank you very much. Okay, so all-pro tackle for the Detroit Lions, Penei Sewell, left practice yesterday with a reported foot problem. Apparently, allegedly, reportedly, believed to have just suffered a minor ankle injury and should be good. And apparently the team does not believe it's anything serious. So for Lions fans and for that organization who just handed him the fatty boombah contract this offseason, and he's probably, I mean, he's definitely considered one of the best in the league. So, and that's the best offensive line in the league, and that would have really sucked for the Lions had he been out for the season or that been serious. So that is definitely good news on that front. Diana Russini tweeting out, now we know, Broadus, you said like you don't think the Cowboys are done as it pertains to adding more players, maybe making some trades.
No, they're not done.
Continuing to potentially bolster the interior of that defensive line. And Diana Russini, she says that teams are beginning the process of finalizing the rosters, of course, and she says to buckle up for some trades.
Yeah.
And obviously you have cut down day on Tuesday, August 27th, but over the course of the next maybe week or so, you could see maybe not huge splash trades, but just trying to shore up the roster little by little. Small name trades, perhaps. But they could go a long way for you. Now, Aaron Rodgers, he is not playing in the Jets preseason finale, which means he will have not played at all in this preseason. We know he played like 4 seconds of last year in its entirety. So this is a guy who's not played much football. Do we feel like that is the right move if you're the Jets? And I know me and Dawson are generally trying to go as cautious as possible on any type of injury situation, but Aaron Rodgers not playing in the preseason at all, would that be your call if you were running things with the Jets, or would you like to see him out there for any period of time?
We're good.
100%, yeah.
Nope.
That's what you do.
Yep.
You know he can play?
Yep, just let him practice. We'll be fine. Get him out there for week one, where I think we're making a trip to San Francisco to start off the season. Then we go to Tennessee after that. So, yeah, I need Aaron Rodgers to be rested, ready to go for San Francisco week one.
That's right. It is San Francisco. Not a place that he's been overly fond of having to play in, right? It's been a disaster.
Yep, been not good. Yep.
It was his childhood team. They passed on him in the draft. He said he would make them pay, and certainly has made them pay in the sense that he's won a Super Bowl since he's been in the league, and the Niners have not. But anytime it's Aaron Rodgers' team versus the Niners, it pretty much goes bad. The Niners' way every single time. Somebody on Twitter said, you definitely want your first live NFL action in a year to be against, check notes, the best linebacker in the NFL and Nick Bosa in an election year. So, I mean, he's going to be
coming in hot.
He is going to be playing with his hair on fire, so to speak. And that's true. I mean, listen, dude, Fred Warner, you think is anybody prepared for Fred Warner and Nick Bosa when you haven't played in like 2 years?
No, the timing's just not going to be quite there.
But I don't think any snap in the preseason prepares you for what Fred Warner's bringing to the table on September 9th in San Francisco, Monday Night Football. That is going to be awesome, though. I mean, my goodness, I'm looking forward to that. The first time we've seen, like, the over-under on Aaron Rodgers playing the entire game. I mean, I haven't seen many clips where he's like really getting after it in training camp either. Like you see,
they always show him like warming up.
Well, he's saying it's been very much a brutal like camp.
Yeah, what do you say about this camp?
It's been brutal.
Says it's been brutal.
Been one of the most difficult camps he's ever had.
Yeah. And he didn't expound on that as to why. He just said, because often Achilles at that age, it's more exhausting to go out there and throw the ball.
With the practices under Coach Sala, he was saying that was something he knew coming into it. That was what Coach wanted to do. So yeah. I guess maybe they're just putting in
Bob Sala's coaching for his job.
Michael Lombardi mentioned this with Sean and RJ the other day. Your buddy Michael Lombardi.
He said a lot of crazy-ass stuff, too.
He did. He said a lot of crazy-ass stuff, and I don't agree with all of it, but at one point he was just like, are we really in a world where Robert Saleh is the head coach and Bill Belichick is not? And it's like, yeah, you know, when you put it that way, like, how the heck could the Jets be in that division playing against that guy and Bill Belichick for that many years and seeing what he's done to you? And when he becomes available, you don't immediately cut ties with Bob Saleh to go bring Bill Belichick in? Are you out of your mind?
There's history there.
Yeah, but I think the history.
The history is Belichick owns you for two decades.
He had the job.
Yeah, like I don't think he'd ever want to go to the Jets. But I hear you. Like if I was the Jets, I would want him too. But Bill, I think would give them the bird.
Okay, I appreciate that clarification because I'm going. Yeah honestly, like why you're the Jets? You're Aaron Rodgers, and you're like, wait, Belichick's available, and I'm talking to Coach Steroids. Yeah. Yeah. About what? Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
I think somebody told me out at camp that
I'm talking to Coach Trent about what?
Belichick, because we were thinking about Belichick and maybe the Giants, and guy told me, don't count that one. There's the Maras and the Belichick really don't get along all that well. That to be some fence mending going on, if that was the case.
Oh, because that's the one team that has like. Because
I quickly like someone. Well, do you think Bill Belichick would coach? No, the Giants. Giants are the team you got to watch. And the guy goes, you know the history between him and the Maris? And I'm like, no. And then I had to recant everything I said.
Well, is the history extend further than just them beating them in the Super Bowl and ruining his undefeated opportunity?
I think there's a lot more to it.
There's more than just that. Okay.
Like with Parcells and I think like when Parcells left, he pretty much had it set up where Belichick would take over that job, and then they decided to screw over Bill Belichick getting it.
Yeah. Oh, the old screw over, huh?
Yeah.
That never seems to go over well. We have video. Okay, like when you think of Tom Brady, do you think of athleticism? What do you think of when he's the GOAT, he's quarterback, but
I know what you're going at. He's a tall guy.
Did you see what he did?
He's a tall guy.
Yeah.
He's 47 years old. I know he's tall. I mean, he is.
Oh, is that it, Dawson?
He's a tall guy.
That's it.
Yeah,
he's a tall guy.
Wow.
Yeah, let Chief set it up.
Well, because Dawson has seen the video. Have you guys seen that Brady at 47 years old is dunking a basketball?
Does that surprise
you?
In jeans? Does that surprise you?
Yeah. It can happen, bro.
Anybody can lower the hoop.
No, he's like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah. He is tall, for sure. Don't get me wrong. He's tall enough to where it's like it's conceivable. But at 47 years old and a guy who...
impressive.
Like, he throws the ball well and he's a football Jedi in his brain.
Yeah.
But there's nothing about him that gives off overly athletic. But he is tall guy and he's... enough to be able to dunk the basketball at 47. I was actually pretty impressed by that video. Just wearing jeans and a backwards hat and very casually goes up there.
So this is not an AI
dunkage.
Situation or his production company of him throwing the ball into the jugs machine and having it spit back to him. We're not doing that again.
I would like to apologize in advance if I am perpetuating some sort of ball sacking here. But if this video is the cleanest AI. You know, deep fake.
Tom's got the ability. Like I told you, he did throw the ball into the jugs machine and it spit back to him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
I am aware of that. That was incredible, but that was obviously not real. This dunk video seems to be real and just kudos to him. That's pretty impressive. And Broadus, how about this, Dawson? Broadus is alleging that he might be able to get us Tom Brady on our official pregame show for the Cowboys in lead up to some game
calls.
Yes, I heard that. Yeah, that's outstanding. Now, his arm length 32 and 3. three quarters? Is that inordinately long? Because I got his spider chart up here, too, and he's in the third percentile of a vertical leap. He basically has no vertical leap. So I'm you know, I'm a little surprised as well, but I think it's just maybe height.
I don't think that these there's any way these are regulation size rims, boys.
This is not AI. I do think Brady got more athletic over the years. Like, his combine numbers are as worse as it ever was. I think he became more athletic, but 3%.
No, that's a 10-foot rim. That's a 10-foot rim. These are set up at like an NCAA fan event or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is a real.
He's
this is a real
the
deal.
Hell out of the ball too.
Was this deal he was at that
just retweeted it at G-Bag Nation? Go ahead and jump on there.
Yeah,
you'll see. That's not a kind of event where they're going to be. Yeah, and he just barely gets it over.
Yeah, that's the kind of dunk that I see people dunking. That's a dunk. That's just a regular old dunk, man.
Yeah, it's not flashy. It's not
flashy.
Not winning any awards.
No two hands. You know, he didn't pump it or nothing like that. Pause.
No sauce.
Now, if he broke he broke his knees or ankle or something like that, healed up and still could dunk, I'll be envious.
Yeah,
but, you know, just mm-mm.
I got you. Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was pretty dang impressive right there. You know, back to Diana Russini, I heard her mention, she was asked, I think she was on the Dan Patrick show, and she's gone around to a bunch of different training camps, and he asked her, like, what's the team that you were at training camp? And you're like, wow, this is just, like, this is not good. And then the one that sort of wowed you, did you see this, Broadus?
No, I would say the one that wowed her, I haven't seen this. I'm going to guess she thought the Lions were really good. I mean, wait, she's buddies with Peyton. She said Denver was really, really good, or I think
she has
Detroit.
Been
Detroit. I'm gonna say she said Detroit was her wow one.
She's definitely been talking up Bo Nix, and okay. I think that's the thing. That's the tip of the cap to her friend Sean Payton.
That's
right
Sean
there.
And they're helping her along.
I'm sure she had good things to see and say about what Detroit was doing, but the team that she was most impressed with, and she said, like, it was an unbelievable CJ Stroud day, but it was the Texans.
Wow. Oh, Texans.
She was like, dude, the Texans, well-oiled machine. Everything is just, like, from top to bottom. And she said, like, because she's going for, like, one day at these camps, so... Yeah. The sample size is small, and she was like, everybody there was like, yeah, CJ Stroud just had like his best day of camp, but she was there for that, and she was blown away at the Texans camp, so for whatever that is. And then on the downside of it, it was Cowboys week one opponent. It was the Cleveland Browns.
Oof.
And I think when we were doing the win-loss, the very scientific schedule predictor.
I have it in my bag.
I think we might have had them losing week one in the dog pound.
We did.
But tough defense.
We had them losing to the Browns and beating the Saints the following week.
That offense, I think, is going to be as disgusting of an offense as we'll see in football this season, with Deshaun Watson being as bad as he is now. And
he's been bad. Yes,
their defense
that
is wonderful.
Attack is just very good.
I mean, I the line for that game is going to be all time low. That's going to be a hammer the under kind of game.
Especially if CD's not there, which I think he's going to be, but if he's not, oof.
So the Browns, man. Browns, Cowboys week one opponent. Maybe the Cowboys get a bit of a tune-up game. Now it's going to be a struggle for their offense because the Browns defense, I do think, is still going
to
be legit.
We need the crowd there. You know, we didn't have that 1-0 mentality.
1-0 mentality.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think you hit it, man. You hammer the under on that game, you know.
That's a 13-10 game, right?
It will be awesome if the Cowboys can go to Cleveland and light up the scoreboard a little bit. I think just pessimism with this offense has to be at an all-time low. You go on the road against a playoff-level defense. That, to me, that in my instincts, it's screaming, you're down 13-3 at half. You know, you're basically going 3-and-out every time you get the ball. Dak's looking at 3rd-and-long. He's looking into the secondary confused, hanging onto the ball too long as well. That just, you know, I need to get some success going to recondition my expectations, because until then, man, that Green Bay game has definitely left a stain.
Yeah, hey, you're preaching to the choir here on that one. Okay, final clip here. This is Sean Payton, Broncos head coach, Broadus's buddy, and a friend of Diana Russini. She stopped by with her podcast, Scoop City, and Chase Daniel. And remember the story that we mentioned a little while back? Sean Payton is the first coach ever to be an ambassador or whatever for the Jordan brand.
Yes.
So he's sponsored by Jordan. He's repping Jordans on the sideline and everything like that. Here's Sean Payton telling Chase Daniels and Diana Russini how that came about.
The Super Bowl was in Miami, and I had an email about this new golf course that Michael Jordan was opening, Grove 23.
Yep.
And it was an invite to come look as a potential candidate. And we pull in, Michael was playing with a large group,
yep.
and he was finishing up. He had played 36. And he had just come in and met us. We sat and talked. We talked tequila. He had just kind of started a brand of tequila. And then he said, I know you wear the Jordan 11 Golds. He goes, I'm going to make you my first Jordan brand coach. And I was like, that sounds good.
It sounds good.
And so that was fine. And then we got our membership. We're fired up. Yeah. And 3 weeks later, like 15 boxes came of just different Jordan shoes.
So we followed through with it.
So the shoes come in, the clothes comes in. I don't ever take it for granted. Yeah. I'm real appreciative.
That's awesome.
And there's players, the rule is if I gift you one of those, you can't sell them, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah,
but everyone, special. I could tell you right now, everyone who's a 13 in the locker room, and they're always waiting for the next
Coach, I'm a 13.
Cortland Sutton is a 13. Are you 13?
13.
I'll send you some.
All right.
I'll send you some.
Perfect. Dude, how about this, though? I was not expecting the text to do this about old man Brady dunking. 469 says, I guess fat asses have fat ass friends. Brady dunking would shock you. I'm 57. I have friends at 60 that would dunk on your ass, bro. Yeah. .. LOL. Wow, 469. I didn't realize the athletic prowess of you and your geriatric friends there as you drink in your garage and talk about the old days. 682, I'm 5'9", a buck 60, 53 years old, and even I can dunk once if I'm not tired. So not that impressive. Also, I was shot in the hip in the military back in 09.
Yeah, how about it?
Well, that dude's a badass.
Well, my goodness, thank you for your service.
I got a bum hip and I still got hops.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, dude.
I mean, you can brag without being mean,
I don't know.
Like, hey, I can dunk, guys.
Yeah, don't hit the same nowadays.
You just assumed that me and my friends are all fat.
Everybody's dumb.
That is fantastic, dude.
You bunch of fat asses. I can dunk.
Cool.
It's troll trash idiots, man.
Dude, I'm jealous, though, honestly.
I am,
because
too.
I've never had a single day in my life where I could tell you with the straight face that I could dunk a basketball.
Oh, it feels great.
I bet, dude.
I wish.
Oh, that's
it's fun. Especially on a fast break. It feels good on a fast break. It feels good when you're young and there's girls at the court and you get your dunk off on the warm-ups. Oh, you know what I mean?
Home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Feels good. When your son's What's young, like my kid was, I got a dunk on the goal. Ah! Oh, Dad, oh, my God.
Yes, you're
Dad,
a hero.
You're so cool. Yeah, hero, bro.
Gosh, dang.
I wanted to dunk so bad, we lowered every hoop that we played on to dunk hoop levels, and it ruined my jump shot when I was like 16. But it was worth it.
Oh, dude, yeah. We were pulling out like coolers and stuff to jump off of to dunk on like a 7-foot goal, and it just felt so damn liberating.
Yes, dude. Just skying up there, all 8 inches off the ground. Okay. Thank you, Chia Follow. It's time now to hit the expressway. We're going commercial-free to the top when we resume. Up to date on everything in the world of sports. Just how good is this Cowboys draft class? Let's kick it off there when we return right here on the G-Bag Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time to hit the expressway. Let's go commercial-free all the way to the top. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And the expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. LA Live now 15 minutes away. David Moore in the morning news posted a new story today. Strong showing in Oxnard expedites production expected from Cowboys 2024 rookie class. Brian, after training camp, what do you think? Is this rookie class heading for an A grade?
They're going that direction right now. If you're just the only one that hasn't done anything, and I mentioned earlier, was the offensive lineman, Thomas, was the only one. Everybody else has found a way to participate, and you know, Nathan Thomas is who I'm talking about. He has
seventh rounder.
Yeah, he hasn't. Was he seventh rounder?
Yes,
seventh round. Okay, these things.
Yeah, I mean, if you get four dudes that give you a big impact their rookie year, that is a hell of a draft seventh class.
Round. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Guyton, Nealon, Beebe, Leafau, and then even Kalen Carson. Is it five guys that you give you
Carson? Carson might be your fourth corner right now.
How could he not be, Broadus? I mean, he's got to be. He's been legit, and nobody else has done really anything.
And how would you consider Flournoy right now? What would you put him as?
Flournoy, I kind of feel like that because he's a draft pick that he'll probably make it, but he started off where he was, and he was over with us.
Right.
And then he's gotten better each practice that I saw. I think he'll make the team. I'm not going to sit there and say like, oh, he needs a big game this week. I think there's a couple of guys competing for a spot. I think with Cropper, and I don't know if Cropper's going to make this team. I think Cropper initially started out like he was a guy that was showing that maybe he would be the last wide receiver on here.
Got the fumbles.
Yeah, I kind of feel like
squatter.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, I feel like that maybe that Flournoy might be your last guy now.
I mean, you can live with those kind of as if you have a four pack and maybe five pack as strong as this draft class. I don't know if I've ever seen a draft class hit with this much potential production. But how good could it be, Brian? Do you see all pros in this group? Do you see pro bowlers? Do you see starters?
Well, it'll definitely, if I had to say the potential for pro bowlers, I would have to say your tackle has a potential, your left tackle, Guyton. Beebe, I think, has potential to be that guy as well. I really do love that corner, though.
Carson,
I do love Carson.
You're skipping over Nealon and Carson. I'm in Leafau.
I think they're both going to be really solid players. I would not say Pro Bowl type players, though. Okay. I would say really solid, dependable players.
Appreciate you helping us set expectations there. And Wolchuk, would you agree with Brian there?
Yeah, I mean, look, Nealon's a guy that he's been way better than I thought he ever would be. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to – I can't say that he can't be a Pro Bowl player, but I think a lot of that stuff, like the sack totals, we'll see if he's like a double-digit sack guy or not. But in terms of just an all-around edge, I think he can have a very similar career to DeMarcus Lawrence, which I guess would be maybe a possible Pro Bowler too.
Couple, two, three times, yeah. And, Chief, I know you were having a hard time seeing Leafau not on the blooper reel after watching some of the missed tackles from his college tape. What would you add or contribute to that conversation?
Well, I mean, he definitely in the last game, he looked like a guy that belonged. I mean, he was firing off. He was wrong shoulder in plays. I know you mentioned brought us that play where they run for like 15 yards and it's to his side and you're kind of looking at it. Then you go back. You're like, no, he took on that pulling guard exactly what you want. The other linebacker didn't scrape over. You get him next to Kendricks. You get him next to Overshown. So, I mean, all signs are looking like I'm probably going to have egg on my face on that one, so which is great news. I mean, he's flying around. And Zimmer, when we talked to him, kind of off the record a little bit, but he was like, dude, Leafau, we like him.
It was, overwhelming when we got to talk with the scouts and then the linebacking coach. Like, they loved this dude.
Well, up next here in the G-Bag Nation, do we need to be worried about the Eagles and the trade they made today for Jahan Dotson? Is that the kind of player that gives them a wide receiver number three? But, you know, he's a guy that produced nearly 50 catches last year for Washington. 2 years in, you know, I salute Howie Roseman for finding a guy who's got a little something and is, still very young. A whole career ahead of him if they can get something together there. So I do think this is Roseman outworking you once again and getting his hands on an asset, a prospect that could probably help their offense. What do you think, Brian? How much does he help them?
Yeah, I believe he does help. I'll say this, though. I'll circle back. You know, your phrase you just used, outworked. If the Cowboys just sat there and did nothing with their defense, I would totally agree with you. I think that they've looked at their practice. They've looked at their team out of necessity. They could have just said, we're going to go with Mozzie Smith. You know, we're going to roll with Rodgers. We're just going to play status quo football. They've added eight or nine guys. to this team. I mean, and I know they had to make a move because of Sam Williams, but I appreciate the fact that they're just not sitting there. And I don't know, like I say, Mike Zimmer could be telling Will McClay, but Will McClay could also be walking in there and telling Mike, like, listen, what do you feel about your front? He goes, I don't think my tackles are very good. Okay, let's try this. Maybe the Cowboys of the past would have sat there and done nothing. They're doing it, add Carl Lawson. They've added some players to this thing. Linville Joseph, they've added some players that we were kind of hopeful that. Now, would you have wanted him to do it when free agent started? Sure. Maybe the quality of player a little bit higher? Sure. But right now, I got to give them a little credit for not sitting there and just letting their defense just, you know, let's play status quo football and then, you know, and see what happens.
I do. I think you got a good point there.
I mean, it's not like, okay, you go out and get Dotson. That's a big trade. That's a big trade.
First round pick.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big, 2 years ago.
And
yeah.
that's
it for what, a five?
Well, that's, yeah. And they had to give up some other stuff along the way. But the Commanders, you know, this is what you do. You take advantage of teams that have new coaches, new general managers.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you do that, trade with every one of those teams that has a new coach. Because those are the guys, they'll just give up on players. You know, they'll give up on good players.
Wasn't their guys.
Yeah, wasn't my guy. So,
well, maybe, hey, you've been telling us the Cowboys are out there working and they're not done yet. So maybe they'll go trade for a former first round pick with a lot of talent in his prime.
They're working. Yeah.
Rangers are off today. The best baseball content with KNC earlier today. Do you think Ray has to sell Chris Young and Bruce Bochy on the idea of staying with this team now? I mean, if you're one of those two guys, if I'm Bochy, there's no way I'm sticking around much longer if we aren't spending to win. I'm definitely not that interested in just being a skipper on a below 500 team. I would absolutely feel that way right now if I was CY and Bruce Bochy. How about you guys?
Yeah, I think you need to make sure you've got that investment from ownership, that they're going to go out there and compete and put forth, you know, some money so you can be aggressive to be able to make some moves. I mean, you can't just stand pat and hope, okay, our guys are just going to rebound from what happened this year. There's no guarantee Jonah Heim gives you the season he gave you 2 years ago. Is Ezekiel Duran going to go back to what he was the first half of the season last year where he was a borderline all-star? I don't know. Leody Taveras, what do you want to do at center field? Do you need to upgrade there? What's the condition with Evan Carter in the back? Is that that's their answer for center field? But I mean, how's that looking? So absolutely, CY and Boch are too good, and they're too good of competitors, and they've proven they can win you a World Series. You've got to be able to go out there and back it financially, regardless on what's going on with the TV deal. And if you're a fan, the fans, I mean, I would be so heartbroken if all of a sudden you turn around, and you realize you've got an ownership that is going to be cheap.
Yeah, that would be insane.
That's what it seems like right now.
After all the money they spent and then were rewarded with wins, and you know, you feel like, dude, if we give Bochy the right assets every other year, he's going to have you in the mix. Maybe not every year, but I would absolutely be heartbroken if you know, we see Bruce Bochy walk away into retirement and says, well, the Rangers just aren't committed to winning. Yeah, of course, you would appreciate the one World Series you got,
How much is playing, if you're Ray Davis, does this television thing, the Bally's thing, is it really making things hard for you to spend money?
No, you're worth billions of dollars, and we're talking about $20 million.
Okay, you know? but the Bally's thing did take, what, $100 million out of the payroll
system?
Yeah,
and they used that as an excuse for this year? Understood, but okay. You can't be using that for multiple years.
I'm just trying to say, you know, if you're Ray Davis, like, listen, hey, we had to bite the bullet this year. Because we didn't, you know,
and fine.
But if we hang together here, now the thing that bothers me the most is the fact that that CY doesn't have an extension. That's the problem. Because if I was one of these teams like the White Sox or one of these other teams that's not any good, I'm going after CY.
And I think CY is more important because he's so much younger than Bochy. I mean, we're kind of, you know, trying to get the last little bit of genius.
Max Venables, is that who would get there?
Yeah. Venables,
yeah. Yeah, Max. See, they've already got the succession plan, I believe.
Well, CY is a stud. Of course he has a great succession plan. Yeah. You know, he knows where he wants to go, and if that doesn't work out, he'll find another great skipper. Yeah. You know, I want to know that Ray's committed with the pocketbook to keep the right people involved to continue to make this a championship organization. As much fun as it was, I don't want it to be a one-off. I want to go on that ride that apparently the Astros are still on. Jason Kidd on what allowed the Mavs to win the recruiting of Klay Thompson did an interview with NBC Sports there in the Bay Area. A lot of people that were involved, but one of the biggest players was Kyrie Irving. They all talk about their situations. They all recruit one another. This was about Kai and Klay being able to talk. Kai being able to player-to-player detail his experience of what Dallas has been like for him in 2 years and being able to tell Klay the honest truth of what he thinks can happen with Klay coming to Dallas, said Jason Kidd. So it took us a while, and maybe for a decade plus, we thought it would never come together with Mark Cuban and Rick Carlisle, being the main recruiters along with Donnie Nelson. But dang it, they got it right with Kyrie Irving, Jason Kidd, and Nico Harrison. And maybe this is, the makings, because that tells you something. Not only are you good enough, but you have the right people in the right positions to influence the other stars around the league. Hopefully they ain't done yet, when it comes to these kind of deals. Other Klay Thompson discussions, where does he rank among the best players on the team? That's an interesting thing out there as we start to look ahead to training camp. I don't know. I don't know what version of Klay Thompson we're getting, but I know you can make a case that maybe he's sixth behind Luka and Kyrie and Gafford and Washington and Lively. I saw Lively, the Athletic, constructed a mock draft of players in the league under 21 years old. Wemby number one, Paolo Banchero number two. Lively comes in at number five.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. If there was a draft of all the players in the league currently 21 or younger, obviously Cooper Flagg, the guy going to Duke,
yeah,
might be the real number two pick behind Wemby, but that just goes to show you how much respect there is around Lively. And the same story, guys, it said the buzz at the draft this year was everybody was excited about the idea of trying to find the next Lively.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, I mean, the guy got better and better and better, and he did it in the playoffs as well. I mean, he definitely didn't look like the same guy that we had seen through the West run at the start of the finals, but then games three, games four, games five, he was a much better player defensively. I mean, the IQ, the leadership at that young age, to me, I do think he is going to end up being the second best big 5 years from now behind Wemby.
The Mavs and the Celtics, they played in that finals. I think if Lively was, say, 3 years or 4 years into his NBA career, that might have been a different a different series. But he's a young guy, and it give the Mavs a lot of credit for, they tanked that thing, they got the pick, and away they went. So good for them. Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredible. Big men mature late. I mean, he's just scratching the surface. And I think ideally what happens is he grows into your second-best player. And as Kyrie sort of transitions out, Klay transitions out, you could build another championship roster around pretty much Luka and Lively. Cristiano Ronaldo has only been on YouTube for one day, broke records. Soccer star launched the YouTube channel You Are Cristiano. And hit 1 million subs in 90 minutes. That's a record. He already had more than 24 million this morning. Ronaldo has more social media followers than anyone on earth, with nearly 1 billion followers across Facebook, Instagram, and X. Jeez, very popular guy.
I could say that I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
Is there a bigger number of...
If you had an OnlyFans, I bet you'd be subscribed to it.
I was going to say something else, but I made
stop
myself.
Yourself.
Watch yourself.
Myself.
Yeah, watch yourself.
Watch myself. Yep. Go ahead.
All right. There it is. Look at everything breaking. Time now as we continue the expressway to throw it into the pimp cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
Hey, brothers, you've been a wild boy today. I'll tell you what.
I was going to say something, Lucius.
I'll tell you what.
I saw that right hand of yours go that dumb button.
You see? Yeah. I did lift it up just a little bit. I was like, where's it going to go?
Where am I going to go?
it's not that month.
Don't let this be a Tom Brenneman situation.
We can't play around, yeah. Is that my guy that went to the museum? He said it with a smile on his face, man. Oh my God, poor guy. He had no idea he was saying what they were saying in their heads out loud on the mic today. All right, here we go. Let's see. It's LA Live on a Thirsty Thursday. Let's get into some fun stuff right after the Great Rick James. For the ladies. For the ladies.
All right, you squares.
Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
What do you think goes wrong in your relationships?
I think they get to know me is the problem, you know? Like, I'm like the Dominican Republic. I'm great for like 5 days, and then they're like, oh, you have some problems that I was not aware of. I think that's what it is. You know?
Those TV news people, they didn't know what to do with that type of joke.
Yeah.
He's a morning television just anarchist.
Destroys the whole situation for you.
They keep bringing him back. I don't get it.
Yeah, if you're having a hard time finding dates out there, I might have a little hookup for you a little later here in LA Live. All right, so stick around and
ooh,
get
on ladies'
down.
Night.
Yeah, on a ladies' night. I might have a plug, shawty. I might have a plug. This is LA Live for Thursday, August 22nd, I believe. Yeah, August 22nd, 2024. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night Edition in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Fellas, everybody doing good?
Doing great. Right?
Awesome, man.
I'm enjoying watching Dawson on the green screen disappear. Like all of a sudden he's there and then he just disappears completely off the screen.
He does, he does every once in a while.
Dawson, lean to your left. Dawson, lean to your left.
He's here.
Watch
he's
this.
There.
Now go.
He's just gone.
Yeah.
He just disappeared.
Roll again.
He just disappeared. Ladies' night here in LA Live. Yeah.
Whoa.
With it being ladies' night, there's a certain lady on Twitter that stirred up some controversy. Recently, maybe about a week ago, I seen it on my timeline. At Rican Domenis. At Rican Domenis.
Rican Domenis.
Rican Domenis 1, in fact. Rican Domenis 1.
Do some research here.
Yeah, I did. Boy, Rican Domenis is on fire, especially that Instagram of hers. But on Twitter, she says this. I'm sorry. Car comes before an apartment.
Mm. Oh.
A car can be used to increase funds and to get you to your apartment. An apartment ain't going to help you get from work.
Okay.
Which one do you purchase first here, folks? Transportation or shelter? Because you got a lot of, I'm talking about a lot. This little tweet of hers went viral.
Really?
Car comes before an apartment. A car can be used to increase your funds and get you to your apartment. An apartment ain't going to help you get to and from work.
No. Unless you could get it real close to work, you know, that would be ideal. But I'm probably, without knowing any other of the details, I'm going car because that'd be a fine shelter. I could live in a car for a while, especially a nice little station wagon, minivan.
Good point.
Wow. So you'll go car before shelter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if I'm with family, you know, if I have a family, I'd probably go shelter.
Yes.
I got little kids and stuff.
Yeah, you're not keeping the family living in the car with you.
Yeah.
So how about you, Zach? Really you would choose a car over having an apartment? One buy to do. You got to make your first buys.
Yeah, I think the car would go before the apartment.
Wow, that's two.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, worst case scenario, yes, I can sleep in the car. I've done the door dashing deal, like, to make money on a pinch as well. Like, there's a lot of things you're probably going to need that car for.
Are y'all thinking this through?
No, I don't think they are, Lucius. I mean, I'm trying to understand. I somewhat get it. I never
going
really
to Planet Fitness, right? $5-$10 a month. I'm getting a shower.
Okay. Yeah, because I was wondering about like Walchuk living in his his car. Like, how is Walchuk going to the bathroom as a guy who has 2 feet?
No, that would be that'd be something that I'd have to just deal with.
I'm figuring out the train bus schedule.
Be highly motivated.
Yeah, you can train, you can bus. I mean, I'm just assuming you don't have a lot of money to be able to Uber or anything like that.
No, I'm getting an apartment. I'm figuring out the bus schedule, and then the car will be second.
Yeah, I'm hitting up a bike. I'm getting a bike.
I was about to say you can get a bike or something.
Shelter's number one.
Shelter's number one. Yes, I need a fridge, bro. I need like...
You always think of shelter first when you're trapped out in the woods. You're not thinking about transportation. You're thinking about shelter.
Yeah, you're thinking about
yourself
shelter.
From the elements.
Yes, and I think you can get transportation a little bit easier. I mean, like you said, Lucius, you can get a bike.
Get a bike. Some nice thighs by the time you get, you know, your money up.
Yeah.
You're nice and swole by the time you get your money up.
Yeah, 100%. You're getting in shape. You know, you're probably getting your steps in. You know, that's for sure. So, and how many things can you actually, like, you got no Wi-Fi in your car.
Yeah,
like,
nothing.
At least if you're in your apartment, you have Wi-Fi. I can get work done. I don't know. I mean, how many remote ways to make money now? I could probably sit in my comfy apartment and have the wherewithal and the comfort to be able to execute business plans better than I could sweat and dong in the old, you know, Mitsubishi.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm 100% with you. I'm getting these sheltered before I get some transportation. I figured it out. But, I mean, it did cause some controversy. So, I mean, yeah, there's both sides
on
this.
I can see the car thing.
Let's say, though, we're starting with $1,500, right?
Yeah.
I have a car and a grand. You have an apartment and nothing.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking
like,
bare bones.
You're talking about for, like, how long is this car living plan?
Yeah, well, the hope is now because of the car, I'm working, I'm earning money. Eventually, I can get the apartment.
Yeah,
and the car also. I mean, the jobs that you can do with the car. I can Uber drive. I can DoorDash. I can, you know, all the different apps that you can utilize with that.
A little further.
I can show up at a job not sweating.
Yeah. A little further.
Yeah, but you haven't showered probably in a while.
A little further.
I guess you got your Planet Fitness app.
Of the Dominus. Of the Dominus. Is that how we say her name? The Dominus.
Wait, keep going.
The Menace.
Oh,
the Menace.
At Reekin Da Menace. At Reekin Da Menace 1.
Yeah.
Which I suggest you look her Instagram
okay,
up.
August,
she's on fire.
August 13th, she commented on a post from another girl named Sid. And Sid said, "My top spender on OnlyFans bought me my dream car."
Damn. It's Brian brought us.
Get your shelter. Get your shelter.
He's not going by his
and get
real
your
name.
Account. And the minute she said, "Let me get that start of this account." So she's thinking like, "Whoa, wait a minute."
Hey, she's a go-getter, man.
Yeah. Look, she's got a friend that's got a car.
Heck yeah.
So that's what you get. You get your account going, you get a car. So get your shelter fixed first. Simple. This is not hard.
Oh, hey, good point, by the way. Like, you're not getting approved to do rideshare and make money with your vehicle in a $500 car.
Well, who said how much the car is?
Well, you're broke, right? You have $1,500 or something?
Well, you're definitely not getting an apartment.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. That's a very fair point if $1,500 is what we got.
Goodness.
Is that all you have? Deal.
I don't know if that was thrown into the somewhere.
That wasn't in there. But it's basically
just starting, like, let's say you don't have any money.
Yeah, just basically, did you this or that? This is all you can do.
You got $5,000 for a car or $5,000 for an apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah, that works. And I'm going apartment. I'm going to figure out the rest later.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. But, you know,
OnlyFans.
Controversy. It was on both sides, so I understand.
On both sides.
On both sides. LA Live 105.3 The Fan Ladies Night. Hey, ladies. Always for the ladies. I was checking out Mugshotties.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mugshotties. An Instagram account, if you're not aware of Mugshotties, it's an Instagram account that shows mugshots of attractive women that have been arrested.
Yep.
And we got a cute young lady right here arrested for aggravated domestic battery.
Hey, Lucius, have we ever figured out what city has the cutest mugshot gals?
I'm going to go either Florida.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm Florida.
They got the most to choose from?
Yeah, Arizona.
I
might do some more research here.
Yeah, California. Arrested for aggravated domestic battery, aggravated assault with deadly weapon, and false imprisonment. She threatened her partner with a knife over cleaning a cat's litter box.
See what I'm saying?
It's light work.
That's how disgusting those things are, man.
The litter boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty terrible.
They do smell.
Yeah, they're pretty terrible. We had some friends, wife and I had some friends that kind of not really friends anymore because they invited us over to the house to chill for the weekend, right? And the kitty litter box was in the bathroom and it was nasty.
Ooh, that's not
wifey good cleaned up the kitty litter box. The other girl came home and said, "Who cleaned my damn bathroom?"
Oh,
oh no.
Well, she was mad.
Yeah, she was mad. Feel like she got like stood up or something, you know? I don't know.
No.
Somebody came and outdid her in her house.
For helping.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We were just tired of stepping on kitty litters that we got out the shower.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's bad.
You shouldn't if you're having people stay, you don't leave the litter box in the bathroom.
Yeah, clean up a little bit.
Yeah, that's
on have some company. Another woman was arrested. This is for Dawson right here because I have a question. She had three separate DUI charges.
Ooh.
All over what was that, 1.15 BAC? What is that?
It's pretty drunk.
That's pretty drunk.
That's almost twice, right?
Pretty drunk.
Pretty drunk.
I'd say you're pretty drunk.
Pretty litty.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You don't want to be 3 DUI person either.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't want to be that at all whatsoever.
I didn't notice there, Lucius Fellows mugshots.
I sure do.
I check it out.
I look
at Tovash.
I do. Shout out to Tovash. Tovash be sending me some stuff on the Insta.
Does he?
Yeah, I send a little taco back. Like, yeah, there, I see it. I see what you're doing, Shawty. Yeah, I look for you too, Broadus, and the likes. I'm like, I'm seeing I'm looking for Broadus and the likes.
I was trying to get a game plan of where these ladies are from.
Yeah, no, me too, man. Like but I got you. I got you. Just keep sticking with me. I got you. I'm leading. This is coming somewhere. Pause. Hey, we got another lady right here caught in an assault charge. She punched another woman in the face over an argument about a homeless man's dog.
Oh, no.
This happened outside of Dirk Bentley's Whiskey Row Bar. She's pretty cute, too. Pretty cute lady. Hmm. Got another homegirl. She's abusive. Homegirl is domestic violence. She threw a drink at her former boyfriend's face while he was driving her home because he wouldn't let her out the car. Let me out! Let me out! Splash! Threw the drink in his face. Splash. Then he let her out, and he drove off. And she called him, said, come pick me back up.
Yeah.
I thought you said you wanted to get out. Yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Ladies' night.
Hey.
If you find yourself on Mug Shorties, saying to yourself, I could fix her. I might have a plug for you. I ran across a dating page on Instagram. It's called Prison Connect.
Nice.
It's called Prison Connect. Yep. Says helping inmates connect to their free world. Mm. All right.
The old penitentiary, pal.
Innocent until proven grippy.
Ooh. Oh. That's a hell of a tagline.
There's a few bangers in here, too. Yeah. There's a few bangers in here. I ain't even going to hold you. You might have to look for a while. You might have to scroll some. Yeah. You know, it matters where you're at in your desperation range.
They got some chicks, too, in there, Lucius.
There's some in there. That's what they say. This is Mika, I believe, right here, brought us. Mika. She's looking for a nice little bae. Tell me if you would jump on a little Mika.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Mika Loya. I'm 27 years old. I'm currently incarcerated at PWCC here in Idaho. I'm interested in men and women looking for friendship, emotional, and financial support. If you're interested, my IDRC is 123-729. Bye.
She said men and women.
Looking for men and women. For some emotional support.
Sounds cute.
Financial support. Yeah, I told you, there's a few on there, man. Yeah. There's a few little bangers in there.
You're just not supposed to say the financial part, right?
No.
No, but we're are in prison, so, they need some honey buns.
Yeah.
Some cookies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Some shampoo.
Hook them up with some starch for them clothes. She needs some gel for that hair. I got you, girl. You need $25? Yeah. This is nothing.
For the canteen, right?
You, yeah.
Now, do those special visits come along with this package?
Well, I don't know, man.
Do we still do that?
The conjugals?
Conjugal visits?
Yeah. I haven't ventured down that path all the way, but I'm sure at some point. Don't you have to be married to do that? Or have the hookup?
I wanted to
probably.
She's in Idaho. That'd be nice to go visit her there, huh?
Yeah. Hey, madam, by the way, there's like four female police. What is that?
Officers?
No, I'm not even going to do that. I'll play it for later. Anyway, Pia. Pia's in prison, by the way, folks. Pia is in prison, and she's looking for some hooking ups.
Pia.
Tim, if you would see what Pia's talking about here.
Hi, my name is Pia, and I'm in Idaho at PWCC. I'm looking to connect with some people and get to know each other and see how things go. And if you want to connect and see how things go, my IDOC number is 116-938. Hope to hear from you soon.
Can you save Pia?
Man.
I can fix her.
How'd she get that nickname in there?
Why do you think she was laughing a little bit? Like, were her buddies like kind of making faces at her?
I liked how the other girl was a little bit more transparent with her charges. Yeah. You know, like she just came out with it. Hey, man. This is me, and this is what I did.
I need some love.
Pia's hiding.
And I need some money.
Yeah. She's that's probably even more violent than Mika.
Pia. Pia's looking for some love out there on Prison Connect. It's on Instagram. You know, if you're looking for somebody, looking for some love. If I get a girl from prison, I'd rather you be like in the feds where you got caught up doing some stuff that may be able to help me later. Like, you know how to move those tax numbers around a little bit.
Yeah.
Might have learned.
Stockbroker.
Kind of a brain.
You know what I'm saying?
Ponzi scheme.
You ripped your company off before. Oh.
So far, Broadus, I think, is willing to give Mika money, the first prison girl. Yeah, Mika, not the second one, right? Yeah. You're not going with Pia.
Not yet, no.
Well, how about old Riley right here? She's looking for somebody to hold her down. Old Riley.
Hi, my name is Riley. I'm at Pocatello Women's Correctional Center, and my IDOC is 132-421. Hit me up if you want to get to know me. I'm looking for somebody to keep me financially and emotionally stable, so we'll be getting to know each other.
In that order.
And she blew you a kiss at the end.
The finances are the most important here. That's going to be no for me, dog.
Financially and emotionally stable. She's looking for somebody to keep her stable.
Yeah, somebody.
Lucius is right. She needs Fig Newtons and stuff like that. You guys are being like cruel.
No, she needs stability. She literally needs you to be her guardrails.
She's in prison.
Like without you, she is wobbly. She is unsustainable.
She sounded a little older.
You in the Avis parking lot. Yeah. She's falling down. She needs somebody to be there holding her, guiding her at every turn. Financially, most important. And then at some point, you know, if you could emotionally figure things out, that'd be nice too.
That is Prison Connect on Instagram, helping inmates connect to the free world. Innocent to proven grippy. If you're looking for some love out there,
it's amazing.
You don't mind waiting 5 to 10 for it to arrive. You can build a good relationship with somebody. You can connect mentally with them before anything else. You know what I mean?
Idaho's got this together. Idaho's doing this.
Idaho, you know.
This is going to lead the league in catfish, bro.
Oh, man.
This is
going to be some bad ones.
This is going to be, I mean, my goodness.
Well, I guess you could look up the mugshot.
Yeah, you can see them. They're talking right there on the video. You can see them moving around in the little prison grays and their oranges and whatnot. Pinks.
That's a toughie.
No, but there's going to be dudes that are thinking, like, this girl is keeping it just between the two of them. And she's got 100.
Cleaning up. Instagram. She's got 50 guys. Right. Sending her 25 bucks.
And he's marking off his calendar every day till she gets out.
Life ain't fair. All right, that's it. That's my time. They're flashing a light at me. I've got to go, but I'll be here tomorrow on a free-for-all Friday, freestyle Friday, whatever the hell we call it when we call it. My name is Lucius Alexander, and that's my time. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. See you again. Holla.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live, pardon me, every night, 5:40 here in the nation. 4 down, 1 to go. Hour 5 of the nation coming up next, and Wolchuk with the proper round tripper brought to us by Uber Eats. What's on the docket, Wolchuk?
We got one player joining elite company, minor league manager ejection of the league, and buy or sell this player is your Rangers MVP. That is next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.